Bradley, and I welcome you to the Divided Kingdom, the evening news program. We can be heard at WWCR.com, and their shortwave that reaches worldwide. We can also be heard on the Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, Global Star, After Hawk, and on our newest venue, KStarTalkRadio.com. Consult their websites for day and time listings. And visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, to read our essays and hear our listening archives. Tonight is a continuation of last week's program entitled Demonic Rebellion Against God's Laws, Destroyer of Bodies and Souls. We look first to the old adage, one picture is worth a thousand words.
Yes, Lou. While watching coverage of Olympic figure skating, I noted a great abundance of 5G telephone commercials, all presenting an atmosphere of increased delight, happiness at being able to connect with so many more entertainments and diversions. Nary a word about the extensive scientific research that points to grave health dangers accompanying this new 5G technology.
Then there was Pfizer. It had the gall to run one quick commercial, a tribute to the company's so-called salvation via COVID vaccine for the world's people. Face after face spread across the screen. This coming at a time when a different truth is starting to emerge.
Yes, though I vacillated last program, Lou, between calling it Belgium and Holland's life insurance policy or company, but the home country for this life insurance company was indeed Dutch. It was Holland. And it is Aegon. I suppose that's spelled A-E-G-O-N, but at any rate, it turns out that you were accurate, Lou, that it was Holland. And now, listeners, listen carefully, because here we do really have the complete statistics of change during this COVID global genocide, because in the third quarter of 2020, Aegon reported making 31 million payouts. You see, 31 million deaths required them to pay off the beneficiaries. But just 1 year later, in the third quarter of 2021, Aegon's payouts had jumped to 110 million. Now, this is like about a 254% increase.
That's astounding in mathematical terms. Going in 1 year from 31 million to 110 million is, as Elizabeth just said, a 258% increase in deaths. That's 2.5 times, in other words, as many. In 1 year, the Illuminati has, as we know, a bizarre moral code that obligates it to warn people of coming assaults on their persons and or liberty. We saw this in the movie The Lone Gunman, that before 9/11 actually used, that is to say, before 9/11, the movie actually used story elements of that fateful September 11th, 2001 day, ahead of time. Just so we can see by the Pfizer ad you saw, Elizabeth, that the big pharma global genocide people also like to keep perpetrating the lie that COVID clot shots saved mankind, as with all those faces in the Pfizer Olympics time ad. Murder, not salvation for mankind's health, was portrayed in the Pfizer Orwellian lying ad.
Yes, Lou, you're so right. And if you listeners value our program, we do need help for March. We definitely need help for Global Star Communications and for WWCR. A few of you have stepped up very, very well to help us lately, and we do value your notes of encouragement. We really do tell you that we're often under spiritual assault. Right now, Lou needs more healing on a serious gum infection, and we believe that the Lord is healing him naturally during these COVID times when we would rather not go into dental offices. And so he's using some supplements, and there is improvement. So we do ask for prayers for Lou. We ask you all to pray for all of us who are part of the divided kingdom, including that wonderful doctor who stood up and did not take the aborted fetal cell shots in Pennsylvania. He is still looking for a better job that would be nearer to his home. He's doing some part-time work. So we really do value all you listeners. We get some interesting things that you tell us. We don't have this here in complete form tonight, but one of our great listeners, Art, told us something about the chemtrails. It goes way, way back, farther than any of you can realize, and some other interesting info that we'll probably have next week. So, at any rate, we do ask you to help us if you could send some cash donations. We're going to need $200 in March, about March 16th, for it. And then we are going to need $400 for WWCR. So you can write a check directly to WWCR. And we are now well stocked with postage stamps. We won't need any of those for maybe 2 months or so. But we thank you. They've been a great blessing when we correspond with all of you. Now, we were talking about the address, too. We must never forget to tell you where to send your help to us, and that is to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And that, again, is Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And we're talking about these lying ads, the Pfizer ad, for example, and the kinds of things that we heard about 5G. All this is setting up the people to be killed eventually. Then, too, there was the Time Magazine gloating cover for February 14th/22nd. Now, note, the first of these dates is Valentine's Day. Appropriately, the magazine's cover had a lot of red. Now, these red shapes on it were not hearts. These red shapes were against a background of utter black, complete darkness. These shapes, I said, were not hearts to celebrate the Love Day. No, they were spike proteins. Alongside the caption, "How COVID Ends." Now, isn't that interesting? How COVID ends. And so we think that this, again, was an Illuminati message. And the message was seen in these red spike proteins, these balls, these spike balls, were clumped together. Now, this was very much like that UK doctor who was one of the first ones who examined one of his patient's red blood cells under the microscope after she had been vaccinated and saw this horrible mess of the clumping of the red blood cells. And why are they called clot shots? Because all these top world champion athletes have dropped dead like flies. Some of the airline pilots have died quickly. Strokes, heart attacks brought on by this hampering of the blood circulation. So we think that Time Magazine was showing these spiked proteins clumped together, and that this was a sly poke at the real findings of these numerous medical researchers who are trying to expose the genocide with the red blood cells being harmed after the COVID vax, with them being all misshapen and all stuck together. Not to mention this latest finding. Now, we've seen some videos of this. It's horrendous. These white, long, stringy, tough membrane things that are connected with the blood clots built by the mRNA operating systems. The clot shot nickname, now you see, has a reason. It precedes death after death by stroke or heart attack.
Yes, Elizabeth and listeners, recall how I reported several times on the growing numbers of world top athletes dropping dead suddenly after the COVID vax. On Monday, February 7th, the Maryland State Medical Examiner asked for federal help with a backlog of more than 200 bodies awaiting autopsies. According to the Baltimore Sun, Maryland Chief Medical Examiner Victor Whedon told the Postmortem Examiners Commission that he would make a formal request Friday for help from disaster mortuary operational response teams. As of Friday, 217 bodies were awaiting autopsies. Wheaton said that number will be more than 200, and that is, that should say 300, in less than 2 weeks. Listeners, note this possible pre-tyranny nomenclature. We've known about the clergy response team since the Bush years. These false shepherds who have promised the government to urge their congregations to be compliant and just go into the camps when and if the camps open. Just lately, we've heard some of the more rabid blue state leaders call for the use of so-called strike force teams to carry off the COVID vax registers. Now, I think that should say resistors. Now, Pennsylvania actually has one of the three groups under this ominous nomenclature, strike force team, ready for action.
Yes, and now this is an emergency alert, listeners. You're going to have to watch carefully to see whether your state, whether your locality is getting to have this precedent enlarged from Pennsylvania to your state, your area. And this small Pennsylvania newspaper that reported this, that Pennsylvania now has ordered the first COVID strike team in the nation, you see, it's going into action. Interestingly, this is the same small newspaper that printed the AP article in summer telling that the American College of Pediatricians deemed it safe for pregnant women to get the COVID shot. My letter to that small paper gave them the other information, the statistics, that 80% of those women in the first trimester who had been vaccinated miscarried. 80% of them. And now that paper refused to print my letter to the editor. This small rural news sheet, you see, in just such a way, on a grander scale, America has rejected God's truth and God's morals. And so now the boomerang of judgment is felt throughout our land. This rural newspaper that would not print my watchman's warning now may have a strike team one of these days when it turns brutal and it turns up at the newspaper office door to do ill. So you see, now tonight we're going to present this program part two with our focus on Satan's upsurge becoming the destroyer of bodies and souls. And I have to interject here another little news capsule warning from Time Magazine, February 14th/February 21st. And this is Moderna begins HIV vaccine trial. The biotechnology company Moderna announced on January 27th that it had begun a clinical trial of an HIV vaccine, an experimental HIV vaccine. Where have we heard that term before? Everything's experimental, isn't it, Lou? Guinea
yes.
pig, Lou. Guinea pig, Elizabeth. Guinea pig, listeners.
That's right.
Guinea pig, Americans. Guinea pig, world citizens. The Great Reset is upon us. So the article says that it will be using the kind of technology that also created the company's COVID-19 vaccine. Woo! Now, is that going to be more mRNA? Don't we wonder? And it goes on to say the first participants in phase one of the trial have been vaccinated, the company said. So this is already in motion. Mike Adams at naturalnews.com speculates that everything is beginning to wind down. The truth is coming out, and they're allowing a little bit of dissent because he thinks the big guns are coming. With Marburg and maybe Ebola, something worse is coming. And we all do have to look at the Super Bowl to see what's going to happen there, what kind of satanic rituals will go on there at the halftime. You have to keep your eyes open because this is not the country of your forebears. It's not the country of my father and mother. No. We still wonder what happened to Betty White. My parents, Charles and Margaret, liked to watch the Golden Girls in the 90s. Now, it was a little risque, but it was pretty tame. And, you know, it wasn't too bad. But if they could go on down the road to Betty White's later career, it's certainly far from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, down to Hot in Cleveland, just the very name there, it's almost offensive. And we think there's a cover-up. Lou hunted everywhere, and all he could find was that Betty White died of a stroke. Yes, she was 99. And, you know, just the way the news media predicted that ahead of time that Hillary would be president, I think maybe Time or Newsweek or maybe both of them had covers with Hillary as president. They were wrong. But just the same way, we saw Parade magazine, you know, the newspaper supplement, it came out celebrating Betty White's 100th birthday. And there were going to be, I think, theatrical openings and things. Probably all that was canceled. We don't really know. But what we really do wonder, two things: we hope that she did find the Lord and went to heaven. We hope that she repented and was born again. But we also wonder, did she really die after the COVID vaccination? That's what we really do wonder. Did the stroke come on because of the clots that are formed with the vaccination? Now, there's another stunning indicator in the news that we heard yesterday at Natural News. This is an indicator, sadly, that God's judgment is coming. It is falling on a falling America. And you can hear all the kinds of pro-BLM that you want. You can hear all the things that look like Biden and Harris are really for the black people. But we really know this is a ruse. This is a lie. The global elite want those weeds that Margaret Sanger talked about done away with. And remember, even in her time, it was said they'd better contact all the Negro ministers to get them to tell their congregation, all their congregations, these lies, you see, that the elite loved them and all this and all that. But that they really, the secret part was they're part of the genocide in a big-time way. So here we see it. This is the harm reduction program. How Orwellian is that, Lou?
Very Orwellian.
The harm reduction program.
Yeah.
Now, you might think that's to go in and provide daycare for poor black women who are the sole breadwinners, wouldn't you?
You'd think so.
You might think that. You might think that it's extra food stamps to get food for the poor people who are in some of those zones where they don't have any good grocery stores. We know that's true, too. But it's not that. Why, no. The New World Order speaks again with this harm reduction program grant for $30 million. It's going to provide crack pipes for people in those inner city neighborhoods. It's also going to provide safe injection sites where people can use heroin, they can do drugs, and allegedly they'll have supervision there to help them avoid overdoses. You know, Mike Adams said they'll probably try to stick them with the COVID vaccine as well while they're in there. And who's running these things? Why, the Department of Justice. Now, again, back to Margaret and Charles's time, they're sitting in Luther and Adeline, your parents, if they were sitting watching some of those 90s programs, they would never believe that the American Department of Justice would be running something like this, would they?
Never in a thousand years, no.
No, never in a million years even.
That's true.
And so these people from the Department of Justice will, quote, supervise these sites. And I believe that Epoch Times and Zero Hedge reported on this happening. This is part of the depopulation plan. It certainly is. And we have a little bit more here to say about this, that we were going to update the situation on Reverend Franklin Graham. If you recall, we brought out the documentation, I believe it was in June, of him actually urging his parishioners to get the COVID vaccine, that Jesus would want to do this. I think he was the one who said it was like the Good Samaritan, if I'm correct on that. You know, we needed to really help each other. And it ended up that Franklin Graham himself got myocarditis. Well, then we heard that even after this experience, this boomerang back to him, maybe from God, maybe the fires of heaven, the lightning strikes, the kinds of things that went on Sodom and Gomorrah that we heard an archaeologist one time talk about, that he went there and he could still pick up these balls of solidified brimstone, fire and brimstone. You could still find these the size of a golf ball. So it's true. God did bring something fiery down there on Sodom and Gomorrah. So at any rate, this myocarditis, rather, that vaccine proponent, Franklin Graham, kept extolling. We thought maybe that would quiet his extolling, but we heard he was still urging parishioners to get the vaccine. So Lou hunted a lot, and he could find nothing at all in a search engine, not even that earlier June article. Nothing. Not even a mention of his recent myocarditis. Gosh, this went down to the memory hole. His connection with COVID is gone. Sanitized. Lou, is sanitized the same as repentance?
No, Elizabeth, I don't think things covering up evil is in any way repentance. No sorrow is involved. Now, today, first up under God's scrutiny is this article. And the demonic rebellion against God's laws, allowing Satan to destroy bodies and souls, is clearly shown in the nightmare mixture of good and evil. This is like saying, Dachau was a nice vacation spot. Take your family there, your whole family. Now, from WorldNet Daily, dated February 6, 2022, this article originally came from Live Action News and was by Cassie Fiano Chesser. The title, Abortionists Get County Grant to Build Playground for Children. A Memphis abortion facility received a $25,000 grant from the Shelby County Commissioners to build a playground on site in an 8-5 vote along party lines. Memphis Center for Reproductive Health in Midtown said it wants the playground so women visiting the facility can bring their children with them. And during the meeting in front of the commission, Choice's staff called their business, which kills preborn children, family-friendly.
Oh, Lou.
Many of our patients, and this is a quote, many of our patients have children, Executive Director Jennifer Pepper said. The playground helps promote our family-friendly and inclusive environment, unquote. Meanwhile, former board member Sarah Jane Goodman told the commission that the women visiting Choices are seeking many services, including prenatal care. She said, quote, every one of you has people who come to Choices every week. We want to provide a playground for the families, unquote. Yet, according to the Choices annual report, the overwhelming majority of the services it provides are abortions. In 2020, the facility reported only 45 live births while committing 2,399 abortions. These live births were less than 2% of their total abortions. In total, Choices saw over 3,500 patients in 2020, but only performed 45 births. That's barely over 1% of their patients. Choices announced the opening of its birthing center in 2017, claiming this would make the facility, quote, the first truly comprehensive nonprofit reproductive health center in the nation, unquote. This line was repeated in the argument for the grant to build the playground. Quote, we are the only truly comprehensive reproductive health center in the nation that offers birth, prenatal care, wellness, and abortion services under one roof, and we are proud to make Memphis the home of this groundbreaking model, Pepper told the Tennessee Lookout. Memphis City Council member Dr. Jeff Warren likewise praised that birthing center, claiming it would improve medical care for minority women. He said, quote, Our prenatal death rates among African-American women and infants is way too high. Choices midwives are bringing this high touch, follow-up to prenatal care, delivery, and postnatal care with excellent results. A playground for moms to bring their other children to play with will help improve follow-up of those pregnancies in medical care for their moms, unquote.
Lou, we correct each other. I think you meant high-tech, not high-touch.
You know, that would make more sense. This article says high-touch.
Does it? I believe that's an error. And that's something you and I have noticed. When there are hard-hitting articles, sometimes they try to make the writers look illiterate. We've noticed that for a long time.
You little touch of sabotage there, I think.
I think so. You know, where the punctuation is missing or something that makes them sound illiterate.
Yeah, or misspelling here
and there. Just the way Christians are always stereotyped as oddballs, as weirdos, as far-right, violent extremists.
Yes, exactly. That's so true. And finishing up, it says, yes, despite the supposed comprehensive reproductive health offered at this center, Choices seems to focus on abortion. It is right there in black and white in its own annual report, yet it continues to downplay the truth. This playground will be used by women allowing their children to play while their siblings are aborted.
Just horrendous, Lou.
Yes.
Bodies are falling fast to the destroyer. WorldNet Daily, published February 6, 2022, stand-up comic collapses during joke about vaccines and Jesus. I'm vaxxed, double vaxxed, boosted, and flu shot. The Liberty Daily, a comedian collapsed on stage, hitting her head on the floor during a routine in Tempe, Arizona. Heather McDonald, 51, was into her second joke before a sold-out crowd when she collapsed. She had just delivered a joke about being vaccinated when she fell. According to TMZ, eyewitnesses tell TMZ, the former Chelsea Lately star was headlining the sold-out show when she delivered her second joke. I'm vaxxed, double vaxxed, boosted, and flu shot, and shingles shot, and haven't gotten COVID, and Jesus loves me most. Then we move on to LifeSite News. Tuesday, January 11th, 2022, Biological Male wins Best Dramatic Actress Award from Golden Globes. MJ Rodriguez is the first Pose star to receive the award. The best dramatic actress on television is a man, according to the Golden Globes. NBC News reported that the annual award ceremony, which went untelevised this year, went to 31-year-old Michaela J. MJ Rodriguez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, for his work on FX's LGBT ballroom drama Pose, a show known for its large number of transgender cast members. Wow, you talking about sickening birthday present. Thank you, Rodriguez reacted on social media. Quote, this is the door that is going to open the door for many more young, talented individuals. They will see that it is more than possible. They will see that a young black Latina girl from Newark, New Jersey, who had a dream to change the minds others would with love. Love wins. To my young LGBTQA1 babies, we are here. The door is now open. Now reach the stars. And then we come to another article, and we can see the deterioration under God's judgment of a once beautiful Bible-believing land. WorldNet Daily, and this is February 5th, 2022. Mom, forced to get vaccine before family wedding, ends up in emergency room. Fox News, a daughter's wedding and all that goes with it should be about pure joy and celebration, nothing less. Yet one New Jersey mother, because of New York City's COVID vaccine mandates that began last summer, found herself enduring a medical emergency she never imagined. Kathleen Zimlachenko, 63, of Raritan Township, New Jersey, had chosen not to take the COVID-19 vaccine after consulting with her doctor. Fit and active, Zimlachenko had already tested positive for COVID in January 2021. She had very high antibody levels to prove it. So, in other words, she had to get this vaccine, according to her doctor, and I guess got very, very, very sick. We have a plumber friend whose wife had COVID, and then she took Moderna, and she almost died. So I guess it's like a double dose of those red spike proteins on the cover of Time magazine.
Yes, pretty frightening, Elizabeth. And now we come to an article, State Bribing Medical Students to Become Abortionists. Governor offers to pay off loans or hand out scholarship money. This was printed or reprinted by WorldNet Daily, and originally it was in Life Action or Live Action News by, once again, Cassie Fiano Chesser. At the end of 2021, California Governor Gavin Newsom, let me interject, is that any surprise, California? Anyway, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced plans to make the state into an abortion sanctuary, and that's in quotes, an abortion sanctuary. Now, not even 2 months later, he's already moving forward with a new budget proposal that would offer massive financial incentives for abortionists. Newsom's 2021-2022 state budget is offering an incentive program for medical students who decide to become abortionists. The $20 million program will either pay off existing student loans for practicing abortionists or be offered as scholarship money for medical students who pledge to become abortionists. The budget proposal was applauded by Planned Parenthood. Quote, "The budget put forth today by Governor Newsom is another step toward leading the nation in prioritizing sexual and reproductive health care, including access to abortion," said Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California President and CEO Jody Hicks in a statement. She went on to say, "This budget proposal provides flexibility and opportunity for increasing access to abortion. However, these investments are only part of what we must do if California is going to continue to lead in the reproductive health rights and justice space," unquote. Other parts of Newsom's abortion sanctuary plan include public funding for abortion-vulnerable women to travel to California to undergo abortions. This funding would pay for gas, lodging, transportation, and child care. But ostensibly, no such aid will be given to pregnant women not interested in abortion. Newsom also wants the state of California to subsidize abortions for low-income or underprivileged women. Not only would this further aid in the deaths of the children that are often deemed as unwanted due to their race, gender, or socioeconomic status, but it would further prop up the abortion industry. The scholarship and student loan repayment program would incentivize future doctors to violate the Hippocratic Oath by killing their most vulnerable patients, a particularly attractive prospect for medical students overwhelmed by medical school bills. Hicks said in a previous statement about the scholarship program, quote, "We're looking at how to build capacity and build workforce. It will take a partnership and investment with the state," unquote.
Destroyer of bodies and souls, it's just like a treadmill that we're on, and we have to keep progressing here tonight from one shocking statement to another. Nurse Danny tells Dr. Artis, pediatricians are grooming children to be sexually active or to question their sexuality. Brighteon.tv, Thursday, January 20th, by Kevin Hughes. Natural News. Nurse Danny told Dr. Brian Artis during the January 17th episode of Let's Talk America on Brighteon TV that pediatricians are grooming children 12 to 18 years old to be sexually active or to be questioning their sexuality, and they are doing it in a very systematic way. It's linked with one of the goals, the National Health and Safety Goals of the year, which is to limit the amount of time that the parent is involved with the child's care at bedside, Nurse Danny said. They are trying, this is a quote, they are trying to groom our children into thinking that it is normal for our 12 to 18-year-old to be sexually active or to question their sexuality, that they can take it off like a jacket, and with no understanding that this really is affecting their psychology, their spiritual health, and their emotional health. And once you get down the line, when they start doing interventions on these children as young as 12 years old, it starts messing with their physical health as well. Pediatricians goad children to question sexuality. Nurse Danny said that pediatricians guide children through a series of questions that is logged with every single visit. She noted that these questions literally lead the children down a path to start to question their sexuality, and that it opens a door to conversations without the knowledge of their parents. Related, lewd sex acts taught to 13-year-olds as part of health and science curriculum. These questions are grooming children and leading them down the path to a whole world that they otherwise wouldn't really know about. So what I'm seeing, or what I saw when I was there at the bedside, was that children as young as 12 years old were getting these questionnaires asked of them, getting this logged in the system to a certain degree, explained Nurse Danny, who quit her job due to the vaccine mandate at Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida. Quote, and once it has been logged to a certain degree, after 3 or 4 visits, the adolescent pediatrician can start to choose to start medical procedures on that child based on their answers. Artis, who was filling in for Dr. Alan Keyes, pointed out that a medical doctor does not have the right to kick a parent out of a room, especially when they are examining their children, and bring up anything about their sexual health. He added that a medical doctor's job is to preserve the patient's health, and they should not be a counselor or do a psychiatric evaluation to talk about the sexual health of children if it is not part of their scope of practice. Nurse Danny added that people need to be advocating for themselves and their child before establishing a medical relationship with a doctor. The nurse from Florida also said that there are adolescent pediatricians who are doing medical procedures, such as the insertion of the intrauterine devices, IUDs, on children as young as 12 years old without parental consent. They were having young children as young as 12 years old sign their own surgical consents for the insertion, but they were doing this procedure under anesthesia. Normally, if you're talking to a woman in a guided psychological situation, that is an in-office procedure. We're not putting women under anesthesia to do this. So now we're doing this invasive procedure on these children, Nurse Danny said. Artis called the incident horrific and told listeners to record the questions given to children and ask for the medical records to get the logged-in questions and answers. The doctor, who is exposing corrupt practices occurring at the medical profession, in the medical profession, said that out of this information, he will make a resource for parents with a form that has all those questions being asked behind closed doors and use it to protect the children. Parents have a right to protect their children. You as a parent have every right to protect your child in a pediatric office, and you have every right to demand that they do and do not do certain things or ask certain questions to your children. You have every right, and it is your job to protect your child, Artis emphasized. Nurse Danny agreed. You are the subject matter expert on your child. You might not know all the things there is to know about procedures and things like that, but you know your child better than any practitioner that sits with your child for 15 to 20 minutes per visit. So you stand by their side and you empower them, and you will be empowered in yourself to do what's right for them. And Lou, I think that we must change the order of things we were going to present and go right now next to the Republican Senate candidate, Dr. Oz. We never got to really complete the portrait of him, but it fits in right here so well after hearing this last article.
Yes.
And so the man of the hour, you see, in 2021 appeared to be Dr. Mehmet Oz. And this was December 4th, 2021. Republican Senate candidate Dr. Oz supports transgender surgeries for kids and occult practices. The talk show host ran a program about transgender children in 2010 that led to the creation of a gender identity center for kids as young as 4 by Raymond Wolf, LifeSite News, December 4th. Pro-LGBT talk show host, Dr. Mehmet Oz, announced his candidacy for a hotly contested Senate seat in Pennsylvania next year, running as a Republican despite a history of transgender activism and support for other liberal causes. The celebrity doctor and host of the Dr. Oz Show made the announcement Tuesday and has been quickly embraced by several high-profile Republicans, including Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Kevin Cramer of North Dakota. Top GOP strategists have already joined his campaign, which appears to be gaining traction with former President Donald Trump, we should say, as well. But while Oz and his supporters have tried to claim that he's a, quote, conservative Republican, his record says otherwise. A decade ago, Oz emerged as a critical early backer of the transgender movement, running a special about, quote, transgender children during his show's first season on the air in 2010. The hour-long program promoted a 15-year-old girl who had undergone a double mastectomy at age 14, oh, dear God, and an 8-year-old boy being raised as a girl named Josie. The episode, Transgender Kids Too Young to Decide, also featured transgender activist Dr. Robert Garofalo, a Chicago pediatrician who, quote, advises hundreds of children and their families about gender transitions, according to LGBT lobby group GLAAD. Garofalo encouraged parents to disregard medical professionals and give gender-confused kids highly dangerous, off-label hormone drugs and, quote, sex change surgeries before they turn 16. Garofalo later described his Dr. Oz appearance as a breakthrough for his career that led him to shift his focus specifically to experimental transgender drugs and surgeries for children. Lou, this is a Dr. Mengele for children.
Oh,
special
yes.
Edition.
Yes.
Following the episode, the article says, families with gender nonconforming children as young as 4 or 5 years of age suddenly began to use the Internet to contact me from, quote, as far away as Arkansas and Kansas, he wrote in 2016. Quote, this experience combined with the mentorship and encouragement of colleagues and friends such as Johanna Olson, M.D., and Stephen Rosenthal, M.D., led to a change, some might say addition to, in my career path, to think more broadly about the transgender health and specifically to the inclusion of children and families. To that end, Garofalo launched a, quote, gender identity clinic in 2013 that has been, quote, pushing the boundaries, end of quote, of transgender procedures, according to an article in Chicago Magazine. The article noted that Garofalo, quote, immediately prescribed hormone blockers to a 12-year-old boy who decided he was transgender after watching an episode of Oprah where Oz had begun his TV career as a regular medical guest. Some of Garofalo's, quote, patients have been as young as 4, and some have had mutilating, irreversible transgender surgeries by the age of 15. Are we in judgment? This is Elizabeth interjecting. These people would have been arrested. They would have been arrested and thrown into prison centuries ago, just decades ago.
But at the very least.
Yes.
Might have been hanged.
They might have been hanged. Now, back to the article, and it was all thanks to Dr. Oz, whose program, quote, changed the course of Garofalo's career. Chicago Magazine said Garofalo convinced Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago to open his clinic, the first in the Midwest, soon after the episode. You know, Garrison Keillor's mythical Midwest kingdom is no more. No more. We used to listen on radio. Anything that's good is changing. Good is becoming evil very quickly. So you must pray, listeners. This is Elizabeth speaking. You must pray that America will repent. Each of us must pray daily to repent. And to keep heart, we must keep standing strong, and we can only do that with Jesus Christ's help and prayers to him for for each other. Now, the article says transgenderism became a recurring theme for Oz moving forward. In 2012, he ran an episode, The Children of Transgender Families. Then another one, Transgender Families, When My Husband Became a Woman. He later interviewed a transgender plastic surgeon about, quote, sex change surgeries, and in 2015, quote, a woman who spent most of her life trapped in a man's body, end of quote. At the insistence of GLAAD and other LGBT groups, he publicly denounced reparative therapy for homosexuality in 2012. Sex changes and transgender families are far from Dr. Oz's only radical left-wing interest. In a more recent show on red flag laws, he appeared to back legislation that would allow courts to strip people of legally owned firearms based on their, quote, social media postings. Dr. Oz says we should have red flag laws that take people's guns away by surveilling their social media posts. You can find this at pic.twitter.com. Jack Posobiec said on December 2nd, 2021. There's more, isn't there, Lou?
There is. And Jack also said Dr. Oz is a full-throated supporter of CRT, that is critical race theory. And that was also a posting by Jack on December 1st, 2021. And in a tweet unearthed by conservative commentator Jack Posobiec, Oz endorsed theories of systemic racism. And though he has largely framed his Senate bid around fighting lockdowns and COVID mandates, Dr. Oz once accosted fellow talk show host Wendy Williams for choosing not to get an experimental coronavirus jab. Oz rose to fame in the 1990s as a cardiac surgeon who peddled medically baseless alternative therapies, like Reiki, a superstitious Japanese practice that claims to channel healing energy. Reiki, which Dr. Oz has incorporated into open-heart surgeries, has been condemned by the U.S. Catholic Church as not compatible with either Christian teaching or scientific evidence. Oz has also endorsed mediums and lent credence to Brazilian occultist and spiritist Jao Teixeira de Faria, who incorporates, and this is in quotes, who incorporates spirits into his body to perform spiritual and physical healings, unquote, according to his website. Faria was sentenced to 63 years in prison between 2019 and 2020 for raping numerous women and has faced hundreds of abuse allegations. A Muslim, Oz has said that he identifies with a form of Islamic mysticism known as Sufism. His wife, Lisa, is a Reiki master and an adherent of the Protestant cult Swedenborgianism. Let me say that again, Swedenborgianism. Dr. Oz's Senate announcement was nevertheless met with gushing support from top Republicans, Politico reported Friday. Said Senator Lindsey Graham, quote, he's got an incredible background and personal story. It's good news for the Republican Party, and I think he's very competitive, unquote. Senator Kramer concurred. He said, it's great to have someone who certainly is a game changer the very first moment. Who doesn't love a guy that's got 100% name recognition and a whole bunch of money, unquote. Oz is, quote, obviously intelligent.
Stop, Lou.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding. You know, we played this game when we heard something that sounded like the New World Order.
Yeah.
Ding. Well, I heard something there that shows the sheeple mindset, the dummy part of the population that has left the knowledge and the belief in Jesus Christ and his scriptural laws, God's almighty's laws. There, read that. What that person said again, the two elements of stupidity.
The last one I read.
About the name recognition.
There. Oh, yes. Who doesn't love a guy with that's got 100% name recognition and a whole bunch of money?
Yes, there we are. That's what we worship. This is the Moloch capital of the world. This is American Babylon. Down there in the Freemasonic laid-out streets, no wonder Governor Larry Hogan turned down trying to run for the U.S. Senate. He hasn't been perfect. He pushed the vaccine an awful lot here in Maryland. But I think that anybody with any intelligence would not want to book himself up down there as judgment falls deeper and deeper on us in that lightning strike to come capital. But go ahead. We're focusing now on the name recognition, the real story of Dr. Oz.
Oz is obviously intelligent, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy said, adding that he seems, quote, to have a clean grasp of the issues, unquote.
Clean? Sending a support to Garofalo, who could have these children as young as 15, mutilated sexually? I wonder.
I wonder, too.
Go ahead.
Representative Guy Renschenthaler, a Republican in Pennsylvania, endorsed the talk show Doctor on Wednesday. Former executive director of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, Chris Hansen, and Eric Brine, a Trump campaign spokesperson, have already jumped into Dr. Oz's campaign, according to Politico. Oz has also enlisted the national finance director of both Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Tim Scott of South Carolina. Even President Trump has apparently warmed to this candidacy, according to a political report that said Trump believes Oz's name recognition would be an asset in the race. Trump previously endorsed U.S. Army veteran Sean Parnell, who dropped out last month amid a custody battle. He appointed Dr. Oz to the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition in 2018. Oz is now the current GOP frontrunner to replace outgoing Senator, the Republican Pat Toomey, who announced his retirement just around a month before Oz, a longtime New Jersey resident, began renting his in-law's house in Pennsylvania. And Elizabeth, do you think Dr. Oz knows all about your home state?
Well, I'll say what I think about God. God does not revere superficiality. And that's what we're living in. Everything is mediocre, superficial, corrupt, evil. These men are worse than traitors to the United States of America, and some of them are really traitors.
Let me interject one thing, too. I remember not so many years ago when a certain woman, whose husband was once president, decided she wanted to become a senator. So all of a sudden, she moved to New York State. And, of course,
I wonder
who
that was. Oh, I don't think you should say her name. I think it would be more mysterious. The Illuminati has to keep a little mystery. I think most of our listeners are not too dumb to know.
I think they all know.
They know who it is.
Sure.
They certainly know who it is.
They know who it is. Yep.
And when we have seen a lot of demonic possession, it looks like, to people who are watching it carefully, who have a spiritual understanding. We've seen this in Nancy Pelosi, these episodes that seem like she might have been drinking too much. We saw these sort of seizures and fall downs of the person we were just talking about. Yes, we came, we saw, and we killed him, Gaddafi, didn't we? This is the fruits. These are the fruits of the portals of hell being opened. Do we want our old America back? How much must we pray? And we can see that just like after 9/11, people have been somewhat shaken. Some of the ones, our friends and relatives who are of a more secular bent, they even realize, many of them, that something is wrong with all of these increases in dead bodies, that they have to get more gurneys at that hospital. They have to have that truck, that refrigerated truck, pulled up. They're beginning to realize, but does that make them turn back to the church, to Jesus, that we must pray for revival, repentance, and then revival? Not really. They're just returning to their own lives. I'm going to have a good time. Doesn't matter what else is going on. And sometimes Lou and I have a lonely existence because we're trying to do what God asks us to do, we believe, as truth tellers, as people who will witness. God is helping Lou. I believe he's giving him a miracle. He has had a very serious gum infection, and it would be better not to go to a dentist here while all the Omicron, so-called Omicron, from all the people who were vaccinated, shedding and spreading all around. It would be better if he could wait and have it pretty much healed and go at a later time. and God is beginning to heal him. But you have no idea, listeners, some of the attacks that we come under, emotionally, spiritually, even maybe from some of the listeners, some of the letters stating that I'm to be kind to Lou because he's a sweet guy and we like him. Now, I'm going to just tell the listeners, you're not a sweet guy. You said that was the kiss of death. I mean, you are a strong Christian man, and I'm proud of you, not only as a co-anchor, but as my husband. And I think that you've had a lot of patience in a lot of things that many men would have just given up on the marriage, especially when I was ill with the Lyme disease, what it took out of you minute by minute. It was hell on earth for me. You counted up how many minutes I had to endure, and wasn't it something like thousands, like 144,000 or something?
Oh, I think it must have been.
I mean, it was in 18 months,
yes.
So someone could figure that out. So, you see, I want to just state here publicly that Lou and I feel, are equals. I might be ahead of him somewhat verbally, because that's my thing, English, writing. But his thing is science and math, and I can't begin to understand some of the things that he knows. And so when one of us falters, you know, I was trying to think of the name of someone, and I think that I misspoke. It was Albert Pike who wrote to Mazzini. That is the one who wrote to him. But anyway, that week, Lou supplied the name. And, of course, I've corrected him. Now, today it was a good thing when I corrected him about this word, and it turned out it wasn't his error, it was the writer. And that led to us being able to explain how the New World Order makes good Christian patriots and writers look stupid. So, you see, God is involved in all this. And I believe that God gave me the very best husband that I could ever have. And it was planned long before we were even born. And when I stood in Lou's apartment years ago in front of his books, and this golden light beamed out at me, and a great sense of peace, and in my heart and mind I heard the words, not a voice, but the words were, "This is your destiny. This is Lou's destiny. This is my destiny to warn you and to tell you that Jesus Christ is real. He helps Lou and me every day personally. He's our personal Savior. He's not just a church that can be worshipped, either Protestant or Roman Catholic. That's not the thing that saves us. We are saved by Jesus Christ alone, by grace, and not by our works either. But we have to make the choice. So it's been a great pleasure to come to you today and to witness that Jesus Christ will save you for eternity if you repent and choose him. Thank you for listening to The Divided Kingdom. Good night.